This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect. Get it? Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Tonight's Different Strokes Shoe Swap, we are crossing into how Jade and I find peace, tranquility, and how we unwind. Mm-hmm. Both very different people, obviously, complete opposite ends of the rainbow spectrum. And what we find to be enjoyable is obviously quite different as well. So, Jade, your idea of, you know, having a lovely day off, just chilling with some time to yourself would be perhaps to play video games. Mm-hmm. Now, I tried that out this week. I didn't try it for the whole week, though, because really, we're all busy people.
Yes.
But I did try it for a few hours that I have off. And can I just say, playing video games turned out to be more stressful for me than actually relaxing or unwinding. You know? And there are many, many reasons as to why this was the case for me. Because, look, when I was growing up, I wasn't, you know, surrounded with, your Game Boys and all that kind of stuff. I mean, my cousins would have games like that, but my parents never bought me stuff like that. Mm. I was more interested in Lego. I know I might have been 11 and still playing Lego, but that's okay.
Yeah, I love Lego. What's wrong with Lego?
I know. I was more of a creating type. I wasn't so much of a you know, that kind of a, that's not me. So, I mean, I did play Mario. I did play Tetris. So the really old ones that are probably DOS or PC PC games, I've probably played at some stage.
Where you type in run and then it'll like you have to type in all of this stuff before.
Oh, I don't know. I think you like press F1 or something. Oh, you know, maybe this was before the time where there were just F1 to 12 and there were like 26 F keys where you had to go control something else. We need some gay geeks out there to like gay gamers out there to back me up here. But in any case, look, I have been occasionally forced to play a PlayStation game or two. Mm-hmm. I have an 11-year-old brother who he's a good boy. Let's just say, you know, there are times where I want to play games with him and I would just want to play Scrabble.
Yes.
He would play Scrabble with me.
Yeah.
But then there are other times I go, okay, that's not fair to make you play old people's games like that. Let's.
Actually, I think the one time I've been to your house, he did spend like most of the time playing video games.
Oh, you know, because he didn't have any other friends. There was just all my people. So that's probably why he escaped. And that's another thing as well with video games. I find it's a very kind of a antisocial thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you're locked away, you're pretty much just concentrating at the screen and, you know, moving your character or shooting or whatever it is that you're doing.
But you get online and you talk to the other geeks.
Well, look, I'm only catching up to PS2 now, so the idea of connecting the game online just totally blows my stratosphere. Like, my sphere of understanding doesn't even reach that far.
Yeah.
We're in, like, 1989 now.
Oh, come on. It's at least mid-90s.
For my, you know, my own knowledge. F12. But in any case, look, learning to play a video game turned out to be more traumatic for me than actually relaxing. But I started to do a bit of research here as to how many people out there actually do play games and what would the, you know, average gamer's age or demographic be. I was of the impression, like, I think a lot of people would be as well, that, you know, predominantly, there'll be male players with these video games. But turns out, you know, contrary to popular beliefs, quite a lot of women actually play video games. We're talking 46% of gamers are women. 46% is, you know, a bigger statistic than I would have expected.
It's kind of like the stat about, like, and here's me almost going on a rant. It's kind of like the stat about how, you know, the perception of the, you know, footy, for example, is a male sport or whatever. Mm. But the majority of people who watch footy, and it's only like a bit of a different percentage, it's just past 50%, are actually women.
Ah. So, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, it's just whatever helps you unwind. Some women unwind with games like yourself or watching a footy like yourself. So, you know, that was quite surprising for me because a lot of my gamer friends tend to be male and I never really see like the hardcore kind of gamer friend as being, you know, a female character at all. So, there are no chick friends of mine that get into gaming like that. 2/3 of Australians play video games. Wow. I'm missing out.
Does that include solitaire?
What's that, Minesweeper? In your Windows accessories?
Yes.
I've created a shortcut. It's on my desktop so I can get to it quicker. I am so catching up. I am so Windows 98. But in any case, no, it doesn't include that. It actually features real video games. 2/3 of Australians play that. And Australians actually spent a record $2 billion on games last year, so 2008, which is actually a 47% increase on sales since 2007. A lot of people are saying it's to do with the global economic crisis. You know, people are spending less, so therefore they're finding cheaper ways of amusing themselves and entertainment.
And you can stay home and do it for hours.
Exactly so. So I thought to myself, look, let's get started out with this playing video game thing. And, you know, I'm going to sound like a tool, but really, anyone can do this. Really, anyone can do this. I mean, I thought I couldn't do it, but then after a while, if you push all the buttons, you're going to get somewhere. Like, honest to God.
I really wish that we could get your brother on the phone to hear about his experience of you playing video games.
Oh, look, he's suffered enough. You know, having to put up with me as player B or player number two for these games. He's always like, brother, I'm ready to move on to the next level. What are you doing going around in circles? Brother, you're zooming in. You're not moving. That is punch, not kick. And I'm like, I can't jump, Sean. Just help me jump. This cliff is too big. How do you double jump? So I told him tonight, like I told my 11-year-old brother tonight that, look, I'm going to talk about video games. And he kind of, his eyes kind of popped out and go, are you sure? And I wish you guys could see this. Maybe I could scan this in and put it on the blog. But my little brother's actually drawn on a piece of paper a mock diagram of a video game controller with all the buttons present. And he's actually done like a little legend with arrows sprouting out of there. X means jump. Square means attack. The triangle means block or change player. The circle means a special something more. It's hard reading a kid's handwriting, but, you know, a right button one, L1, L2. I didn't even know these buttons existed.
Yeah, they're on the top.
They're on the top, like on the other side that you wouldn't be seeing, that will be usually facing the TV screen. And I'm like, oh, great. And, you know, apparently one side of the joystick moves something and the other one's for the camera zooming in. You know, when you're learning a game, you got to learn the basic functions. And this is what I've discovered. No matter what game you're playing, the basic functions will always be pretty much the same. You can't go wrong if you keep pressing X. You just end up jumping and then you move your cursor and then you're jumping ahead, you're skipping along.
Even if you can't figure out how to walk, if you just keep hitting X and keep jumping, eventually you're going to get somewhere, right?
You're going to score some point somehow by hitting a little gold coin that's floating above your head or whatever. I told you I'm still stuck in Mario.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to get somewhere if you just keep pressing X. If you're starting out with games for the very first time, pick something that's not too confusing.
Yes.
Go easy on yourself. You know, bring a gamer friend with you when you're going out shopping for games or when you're renting a game. You want someone who's patient and understanding and not someone who's like so up in their stratosphere of being super gamer number 572 online login B3. You know, it's just like you just want someone who can take it easy with you. Not, you know, push you to a really hard game and be patient in showing you the levels like my little brother would be. So that's a good way to start. And final tip when you're playing, you know, video games, have fun, relax and uncramp your hands. It's like when you're driving for the first time, you clench the steering wheel and you kind of pull your body up close to it or your elbows kind of shrink.
Yes.
You know, you got to relax. As my driving instructor said, you know, when your arms are relaxed, when you're spread out, it's easier. You feel more fluid. You can move more. So don't don't just clench the controller. Just let go a little, feel more fluid, and I think that should, you know,
let it become part of your body.
I wish it had like motion sensors, because sometimes I swear I could double jump in real life, but not in my character form. We're maybe developing technology in the near future where people could get fit by playing these games, and you could put on like a virtual mask or something and you can just hop.
You could just double jump everywhere?
Yeah, and you could like punch someone out literally.
But who's going to make the gold coins float? That's my question, Dave.
Mario, what, 2030 would have gold coins floating above your head. It'd be like holographics or whatever it is.
To get paid, you'd have to double jump up.
I'm sure people living in the apartment below would not appreciate that, you know, the thumping at 2 a.m. At least you get fit. But in any case, that was my shoe swap this week to unwind with video games. It turns out to be more of an, you know, winding up activity, because you get all hyped up and your adrenaline rushes through. You're like, yeah, I'm ready for the next level. Top score.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.